Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. A new proposal at the Texas Capitol could dramatically change how kids use social media. Lawmakers say it's fueling a youth mental health crisis, so they want to do something about it. That includes looking at features like infinite scrolling, personalized algorithms, and beauty filters. Supporters say there's growing evidence social media companies know exactly how addictive their platforms can be. Houston Representative Jolanda Jones asked online child safety advocate Maureen Molak to point to internal messages disclosed in a New Mexico court.
First person says, "Oh my gosh, y'all, Instagram is a drug." And the next person says, "LOL, I mean, all social media, we're basically pushers."
They pushers.
Pushers.
They refer to themselves as drug dealers.
But Texas lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement on the issue in previous sessions. They're due back in Austin in January. As hurricane and severe weather threats increase over the next 2 months in the greater Houston region, CenterPoint Energy is reminding the public to stay ready. After Hurricane Beryl left over 2 million people without power in 2024, the company says it's strengthening the power grid year-round to minimize outages. That includes trimming thousands of miles of high-risk vegetation near power lines. Jason Pineda is one of CenterPoint's tree-trimming contractors.
All it takes is one good storm, and it could take a tree that's either dying or already dead. And then that would just be even worse hazard for the power line, because that tree could just fall onto the power line and take out a whole couple of neighborhoods.
CenterPoint says they'll continue trimming vegetation on properties throughout the region through 2028. And there is a heat dome over Houston being enhanced by the Sopur El Nino effect we're experiencing this summer. The good news is this climate pattern also bats back hurricanes. But today will be even hotter than yesterday. The National Weather Service is projecting 102 degrees on the thermometer this afternoon. With the humidity, it'll be closer to 110. That's why heat advisory is in place not just today, but tomorrow as well. It's set to expire around 7 p.m. Saturday. It is currently 85.